This special edition of The Dig is brought to you by the Queen of Pops, Purdy Pops. Like her on Facebook, love her in real life.
Oh, and I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. Where pretty girls are, well, you know that I'm around. I kiss them and I love them, cause to me they're all the same. I hug them and I squeeze them, they don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer. I show a rosy on my chest, cause I'm a wanderer.
Broadcasting live from inside Turtle Shell, it's episode 33 of The Dig.
It's kind of a special edition, by the way.
That's right. If you recognize that voice, that's the owner, host, encompassing turtle of EnterTheShell.com. Once again, coming into the studio, joining us for a special edition of The Dig.
Oh, yeah. I really liked the first pick. It was funny. We were trying to debate what should be the first pick, and me and Milo were... We're almost going fisticuffs, I want to say, but we finally, or actually he decided, he was like, no, because I wanted another song, which we'll play later, because I think that would have been a better song, but that's just me. But what made you want to pick The Wanderer by Dion?
Well, basically you wander from show to show, and you ended up wandering into this episode. We're going to start off this set of music with a new song from Quadrant. Here is their newest hit. Hey love.
Hey love, what's going on in here? You're ruthless like a storm. Hey love, why you don't seem to care? It's to you I belong. Trying my best not to make this an insult by blaming you. Think it's fair, this search has been so long.
Shovel because I can dig it as we are in the dig. Does that make sense?
See how tight you got a hold on me, and you walked away so easily. Yeah, you let me down so easily.
Have you heard the saying, if you ain't got anything nice to say, don't say anything nice to say when I want.
That was Annalise with her song Don't Say Anything off her latest EP, Transparency. Next up is the song The Vapors by Biz Markie. Turtle, you want to tell them the story of how we first heard that song?
Oh man, where does it even begin? What year was it? Picture it.
Sicily.
It's about 1993, homecoming weekend, rolling around Bassett in Ford Thunderbird.
Right? We were with your friend, Tony, right? And we were cruising. We were actually cruising down to the mall, to the West Covina Mall. And we kept on playing that song, like, over, it, like, without question, just, okay, that song was so badass, let's play it again. And I remember it was cold, and the car doors, this was at the time where this was automatic windows, which meant we physically had to raise the windows up and down. That's how automatic it was. But we played the shit out of that song. And if you, was it on CD at the time or was it on tape? We might have warped that tape. It was that good. So anytime, I guess, we ever hear that song, it always takes me back to that moment.
Can you feel it? Nothing can save you. But this is the season of catching the vapors. And since I got time, what I'm going to do is tell you how they spread it throughout my crew. Well, you all know T.J. Swan, who sang all my records. Make the music nobody beats the biz. Well, check it. Back in the days before this began, he used to try to talk to this girl named Fran. The type of female with fly Gucci wear, with big truck jewelry and extensions in the hair. When Swan tried to kick it, she always fast talking about, nigga, please, you work for UPS. Since he wasn't no type of big drug dealer, my man T.J. Swan didn't appeal to her. But now he trucks gold and wear fly ballet boots, rough leather fashion and tough silk suits. Now she stopped fronting and wants to speak, and be coming to all the shows every single weekend. To get his beeper number, she be begging please, dying for the day to get skis. She caught the vapors. She caught the vapors. She caught the vapors. She caught the vapors. I got another brother that's calm and plain. He goes by the name of the Big Daddy Kane. A mellow type of fellow that's laid back. Back in the days, he was nothing like that. I remember when he used to fight every day. What grown-ups would tell him, he would never obey. He wore his pants hanging down and his sneakers untied, and a Rasta-type tango tilted to the side. Around his neighborhood, people treated him bad and said he was the worst thing his mom's ever had. They said that he would grow up to be nothing but a hoodlum, or either in jail or someone would shoot him. But now he's grown up to their surprise. Big Daddy got a hit record selling worldwide. Now the same people that didn't like him as a child be saying, can I borrow a dollar? Ooh, you're a star. Now they caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. Now I got a cousin by the name of Vaughn Lee, better known to y'all as Comanche Kool V. He cut, scratch, transform with finesse, and all that mess. But I remember when he first started to rock and tried to get this job in a record shop. He was in it to win it, but the boss fronted, said, sorry, Mr. Lee, but there's no help wanted. Now my cousin Vaughn still tried on and on and on till the light break of dawn to put this J-O-B in effect. But they'd look right past him and be like, next! Now for the year of 88, Kool V is making dollars, so my cousin's like, straight. He walks into the same record shop as before, and the boss be like, Vaughn, welcome to my store. Offering him a job, but nah, he don't want it. Damn, it feels good to see people up on it. Cause I remember when, at first they wasn't. Now guess what they caught from my cousin? The vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. last subject of the story is about Bismarck. I had to work for mine to put your body in park. When I was a teenager, I wanted to be down with a lot of MC, DJ, and crews in town. Saw a screw on Noble Street, I said, can I be down, champ? They said no, and treated me like a wet food stamp. After getting rejected, I was very depressed. Sat and wrote some deaf deuterons at my rest. When I used to come to parties, they make me pay. I would have to beg to get on the mic and rap that day. I was never into girls, I was just into my music. They acted like I wanted to keep instead of trying to use it. But now things switch without belief. Yo, Biz, do you remember me from Noble Street, Chief? We used to be down back in the days. It happens all the time and never cease to amaze. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors.
That was Duran Duran with their classic 1986 song, Notorious.
And by the way, let me just say that that was the song that I wanted to start it off with this special edition, because I really feel anytime me and Milo are together, we have notorious moments.
I disagree.
Coming up next, what are we going to hear? Oh yeah, Killer Cars off of the Itch album. Look, okay, Radiohead fans, I'm not saying you're not a Radiohead fan if you don't own this album, but you are seriously missing out on major turtle points, because this is one of the best EPs. I want to say the Itch EP, I can't stress that enough. Now, in this EP, there was this really cool song that was Killer Cars Live. And here's the thing, and I don't know how you feel about this, but anytime I see a Radiohead song, for the most part, Tom York has this thing about cars and dying in cars, and it just really fascinates me. I don't know what it is about it. Maybe he thinks he's going to die in a car, or I don't know, but there's something that always resonates with me about cars, and it's weird because every time I'm driving too, I kind of, not that he incepted me now about like cars like killing me, but it's always kind of in the back of my mind when I'm driving. So here it is, Killer Cars. And Milo, he really didn't say anything, but that's cool.
Too hard on the brakes again. What if these brakes just give in? What if they don't get out of the way? What if there's someone overtaking? I'm going out for a little drive, and it could be the last time I see you alive. There could be an idiot on the road. The only kick in life is pumping his steel. Wrap me up in the back of a trunk, packed with foam and blind drunk. They won't ever take me alive, cause they'll drive. Don't die on the motorway. The moon would freeze, the plants would die. I couldn't cope if you crashed today. All the things I forgot to say. I'm going out for a little drive, and it could be the last time I see you alive. I could be an idiot on the road. The only kick in life is pumping and steel. Wrap me up in the back of a trunk, packed with foam and blind drunk. They won't ever take me alive, cause they'll drown. Killer cars, yeah. Wrap me up in the back of a trunk, packed with foam and blind drunk. They won't ever take me alive, cause they all drown. Killer cars, they all drown. Killer cars, they all drown. Killer cars. Thank you very much.
EntertheShell.com.
From anything you do, if you want them to, what else can they do? I don't want to fight, I want to get along with you. This time of night's for singing songs about the local news. Cabrón, cabrón, cabrón.
only knew that I'm just like you. All the world would take a cue from anything you do if you only knew that they're just like you. I don't wanna fight, I wanna get along with you. This time of night's for singing songs about the local news. I don't wanna fight, I wanna get along with you. This time of night's for singing songs about the local news. Cabrón, 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 cabrón. If you want me to, what else can I do? 'Cause I'm just like you.
Was Cabrón by the Red Hot Chili Peppers off the By the Way album that came out in 2002. And the reason why when we were making this list, I wanted Red Hot Chili Peppers to go right after Radiohead was because Atoms for Peace. Atoms for Peace is the Thom Yorke collaboration with Nigel Goodrich as well as with Flea. And here's the thing, I like Flea, and I like Red Hot Chili Peppers. Am I a fan of Red Hot Chili Peppers? I would say no. Do I like them? Yes, there's kind of a difference. It's like, okay, I'm going to go out and buy their album and see them live if I really am into them. But I really liked when Thom Yorke started working with Flea. I think they both really brought the best out of each other, and that's something I'm willing to support and like with them. Do you have any thoughts or anything on this?
Not really.
Okay, are you not a big Flea fan? Or?
I'm indifferent about Red Hot Chili Peppers. I mean, they're a good band, but I'm not going to go out and buy every single one of their album. Same thing with the Radiohead.
How
I mean, I respect the hell out of Radiohead, but they're a great band. They're probably one of the best bands of our generation. But you know, they're okay, I guess. Well, that's gonna wrap it up for this edition of the Dig.
We're done. It's over.
That's it.
That was quick.
The shell ain't big enough for both of us.
What? Kicked out? Come on.
I want to thank the owner, CEO, NBA, CBA, NBC, all-encompassing turtle for joining us here on this episode of The Dig. I leave you now with a band actually from the LA area called The Breakups. I leave you now with their song Better Off Alone off their album Running, Jumping, Falling, Shouting. Well, that's going to wrap it up for another episode of The Dig.
the lovely things that they have said to keep you around. Maybe years from now, when all is said and done, you won't lie in the arms of anyone who's faded out like all the other loves, just hearts and bones. So girl, you're better off alone on a desert island. And now you feel you finally found your home. And don't you think you ought to hang up the phone? Hang up the phone, so hang it up now. Hang it up now. So hang it up now. Hang it up. So hang it up now.
EnterTheShell.com. Thanks for distracting me.